The Owl Banding Project at Hawk Ridge was started in 1972 by David Evans, who banded raptors there every autumn through 2010. Since 2011, Frank Nicoletti has been the lead bird bander, then the research director, and now the senior research associate. I can't find a total number of Sahuets banded at Hawk Ridge over the past century, but they've banded 11,359 over the past 10 seasons. Extrapolating suggests that over the 54 years they've been banding these owls, they've handled more than 60,000. Sahuets average about 4 ounces, which means that in the past half century or so, the Hawk Ridge banders have dealt with a good 7 tons of Sahuet owls. Imagine that. The banders place a numbered aluminum U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service leg band on each bird and record its weight and wing cord length to determine its sex. Females average larger than males, but there's some overlap in wing cord length, so only the longest and shortest wing cord length indicates sex accurately. The heaviest of the intermediate wing length birds are females, and the lightest are males, so using both measures determines sex in the vast majority of birds. Then they examine how faded or fresh the flight feathers are to determine the bird's age. The precise shading of the color can be a little tricky to distinguish in low light, but that is much easier now that we know that one of the pigments in a Sahuet owl's flight feathers is porphyrin. This pigment is visible only at the ultraviolet end of the spectrum, so we mere humans can't see it under natural light, but it glows pink under a black light. Porphyrin degrades and fades over time, most quickly when exposed to sunlight. So while fresh new Sahuet feathers are rich in porphyrin and appear brilliant pink under a black light, older feathers can be much duller pink or not pink at all. Before they migrate, young Sahuets molt out of their adorable juvenile plumage into their even more adorable adult plumage. But banders can easily recognize the birds hatched this year because every one of their flight feathers is new and unfaded, all appearing uniformly brown under regular lighting and pink under black light. This year's young owls, called hatch year birds, will start molting their flight feathers next summer, replacing their flight feathers in a specific pattern and never all in one year. After a couple of old flight feathers drop out until new ones grow in, flying ability is slightly compromised, which would be something of a hardship when an owl is provisioning young or when it's migrating. And growing new feathers takes a lot more nutrients than these little guys can afford to expend while giving most of their prey to their chicks or in winter. So their molt is limited to the very brief period after they've finished raising their chicks in July or August until right before they start to migrate in September or October. Their body feathers are replaced every summer, but the flight feathers take significantly longer, so many older primary and secondary wing feathers remain on a bird for 1, 2, or even 3 years. The year after their hatch year, called their second year, they replace their outermost primaries and innermost secondary wing feathers. The new feathers appear more darkly colored under regular lighting or bright pink under black light, while the central section, the innermost primaries and outermost secondaries, is non-pink or faded. This simple pattern accurately identifies these birds as second year. Aging birds in these two categories is easy and straightforward, but it gets more complicated after that. So birds that don't show the typical hatch year or second year plumage are usually simply called after second year birds. One second-year female originally trapped in 2009 in Ohio was recaptured and released in 2022 in Pennsylvania when she was more than 14 years old. So banding these owls yields a lot of information, but leaves a lot of gaps about the tiny species' natural history. Next time, I'll talk a little about how these splendid birds spend their lives when they're away from bird banders. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.